The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Of 27 people charged in connection with the worldwide Panama Papers money laundering started on Monday in a Panamanian criminal court. Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst with the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin, is on the line. Scott, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Pat.
Now, will you remind us of what the background to the Panama Papers is? What are these papers?
So in 2016, a whistleblower went to journalists, and eventually it became an international investigation by these journalists of 11 million documents, which came from a law firm called Mossack Fonseca, which was based in Panama. And the whistleblower's claim was that not only was Mossack Fonseca handling the accounts of many, many wealthy people from around the world, effectively hiding those accounts in Panama, what you might call possible tax evasion, but the whistleblower said also that there were cases here which could be of the money being moved around to disguise criminal activity, in other words, money laundering. So there was a very thorough review of these papers. It made international headlines back in 2016. There were some very well-known people, well-known politicians, business people, celebrities who had put their money there. It did lead at that point in 2016 to the fall of at least two leaders, the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and the Icelandic president. In 2018, Mossack Fonseca closed. They no longer did business because of the damage to their reputation. But there was always the question as to whether there were going to be criminal trials. And here we are finally in 2024, where the founders of Mossack Fonseca, Jurgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca Mora, are going on trial, along with at least 25 other employees of the firm.
Now, what is the charge leveled against these two? I'm not sure, does Panama qualify as a tax haven, or was it just the base for their activities where they used other places that don't ask too many questions about money?
No, this is not just a case, Pat. I need to emphasize of Panama being used as a tax haven. The specifics in this case arise from two allegations. One of the allegations is that there was money that was obtained from illegal activities in Argentina, and that this money was, you know, tucked away in Panama using a corporate structure that was designed by Mossack Fonseca. So in other words, this wasn't they were ignorant of what they were doing. They actually allegedly designed the way to hide illegal proceeds, money laundering. And there's a second allegation that a transnational businessman who wanted to tuck away money, including money which was used for bribes, payment of bribes, he put the money with Mossack Fonseca where it could be hidden away.
Now, who ever heard of Mossack Fonseca before this story broke? But clearly, these high rollers were aware of Mossack Fonseca. I mean, were they an eminent legal firm over the years?
Well, they were two prominent people. I mean, Jurgen Mossack was a very well-known German financier, and Ramon Fonseca Mora had been a minister in the Panamanian government and was the leader of a Panamanian party. So they were extremely well connected. Why Panama, you might ask? Panama was very, very lax in terms of financial regulation. It only in 2015, after it faced international pressure, joined the scheme, the international scheme against money laundering over terrorist activities, something which had been a system developed since the 1990s, and one which gained prominence, of course, after 9/11. Even then, the Panamanian system was seen as fairly loose, and it wasn't until 2019, again under international pressure, that Panama toughened up the laws for money laundering, not only for covering up the proceeds from terrorism, but covering up for proceeds from other crimes.
Now, many of the people who might not have ill-gotten gains, just gotten gains, they would be hiding their money from their own local tax authorities in the country of their residence. So presumably they don't face any kind of sanction in Panama. The sanctions they would face would be from their own governments.
That's correct, Pat. So in other words, if, you know, you allegedly had taken this money for the purposes not just of tax avoidance, but tax evasion, put it away in Panama, Panama is not going to try you. Germany, interestingly, has tried to try certain individuals and has tried to try the Mossack Fonseca founders for being accomplices to tax evasion, but Panama has refused to extradite the Mossack Fonseca founders. So Germany's been the one country outside of Panama to try to bring cases, but the main international effort has been not to prosecute people who put their money there. It's been to recover the money. 1.36 billion pounds have been recovered from Mossack Fonseca's holdings for various accounts. And one of the large shares of that is 253 million pounds, which has been recovered by the Inland Revenue in the UK.
Now, Mr. Mossack and Mr. Fonseca, what do they face if convicted?
12 years in prison. So these are not, you know, light charges that have been filed. They, you know, are felony charges, and they're quite serious. The other employees will face, I think, a lesser amount of possible jail time because, of course, they're not at the top of the pyramid, as it were. But make no doubt about this. This is not just a case where, you know, all of a sudden headlines that were grabbed in 2016 are coming back 8 years later. This is really a high-profile case in terms of, all right, is there liability? Is there liability for lawyers and other people who set up corporate schemes where you can hide vast amounts of money? Again, not just for tax evasion, but, you know, billions of dollars, billions of pounds, billions of euros in profits from illegal activities, be it terrorism, be it drugs, be it extortion.
Now, they were doing business, though, with banks in other jurisdictions. What about those banks who, you know, can hardly say that they did not suspect that there was something afoot?
Well, again, Pat, we could talk about the possible liability or whether there should be liability for the other financial institutions. But this sort of starts and ends at this point with Mossack Fonseca because they created the corporate structure, allegedly, in these particular cases. You know, to give you another example, in 2022, there was a case brought against the founders of Mossack Fonseca, again in Panama, on the allegations that they had laundered billions of dollars from Brazil in what was known as the car wash scandal. They got away with that. They were not convicted because there was question about the jurisdiction, whether the law applied to those Brazilian gains. But the point here is, again, if other financial institutions took money from Mossack Fonseca, gave money to Mossack Fonseca, they are not in the limelight right now because they didn't create the structure. They didn't create that financial umbrella for the movement of the money.
Now, is it known who the whistleblower is?
No, still not known. And, you know, this is despite the fact that you're talking about, in the end, dozens of journalists who were involved in going through these papers, who developed stories from them. The identity of the whistleblower has been protected, you know, all along, not, I think, necessarily because of possible retribution from Mossack Fonseca, but from retribution from those alleged criminals who had been putting money into Mossack Fonseca accounts.
And it's likely, therefore, that one of the 27 people charged might well be the whistleblower, just to keep the cover intact, because otherwise they might be looking at someone who is not charged and wonder why.
I could not possibly comment, Pat, but I think you've actually made a very good point.
Now, the different people who were involved, there was talk of Lord Cameron's father being implicated in all of this, Vladimir Putin and his associates being implicated in all of this. Have any of these people made statements about their complicity in the scheme?
At the time, David Cameron, who was then the UK Prime Minister, under political pressure, had to make a statement. His father had created a company for the movement of money to offshore accounts, what you might call tax havens. And David Cameron had put some of his funds in his father's financial firm that had used Mossack Fonseca. At the end of the day, no criminal charges were brought. UK authorities did not choose to prosecute for tax evasion, but it did cause a bit of trouble for David Cameron at that point. One of Vladimir Putin's close allies, not Putin himself, one of Vladimir Putin's close allies had $2 billion in Mossack Fonseca accounts. Whether or not that money was actually Putin's money being put there through an ally or the money of other Russian oligarchs. But there was sort of a political fallout from the exposure of that. But again, no criminal charges. Again, the real political fallout occurred at the time when Nawaz Sharif, who is the prime minister of Pakistan, who allegedly moved $5 billion into accounts around the world, he was forced from power. Although, given the twist in terms of Pakistani politics, his brother is now again the prime minister in Pakistan. The other fallout was that, again, the Icelandic president, who was connected with a financial firm that had profited from the downfall of one of Iceland's banks, again, with money that had actually been tucked away in Mossack Fonseca.
And finally, there was a FIFA connection as well.
Yeah. So FIFA had tucked away money as well that had been put there. Again, there was pressure on FIFA, as it were, to clean up its accounts. That is sort of ebbed, as it were. FIFA has faced other questions, for example, more recently, the holding of the World Cup in Qatar. But it did show that FIFA, which has had a bit of a checkered history politically and financially, was caught up in the fact that, if you're trying to save a bit of money by using tax havens, if you're trying to do this, well, in this case, at least, there would be ramifications.
Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.